Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the sheep among the wolves. The sheep among the wolves. Matthew 10, 16 to 17 says, "Look, I'm sending you out like sheep among the wolves. Therefore, be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them. Beware of them. Because they will hand you over to local courts and flog you in their synagogues." You know, it is so important that we understand the mandate that God has given us. So many times we allow fear to grip our hearts and grip the very things that God has sent us to do. And because of those things that has come up against us, what we have a tendency of doing is that we retreat and we do not do what God has called us to do. It is so important to understand your calling. It is so important to understand your purpose. It is so important to walk in the wisdom and in the ways of God. In this particular chapter, Jesus speaks to his disciples. And what he does with his disciples is that he sends them out. He sends them out, not among their own kind, but he sends them out among those whom they are unfamiliar with. And we all know that it is human nature. We have a tendency to thrive in the areas that we are familiar with. But of course, you become uncomfortable in the areas that you are unfamiliar with. And so when we look at this particular story, Jesus sends out his disciples. But as he sends out his disciples, he doesn't just send them out into a place of comfort. He sends them out to an uncomfortable place because he understands that these people, these followers of mine, I have equipped. God will never give us things that he has not prepared us for. So when he sends the disciples out and he says to them, "I'm sending you as sheep among the wolves," what he's saying to them, he's saying to them that I am taking you from your comfort place and I'm sending you to a place of discomfort. I'm sending you to an unfamiliar place. And as I send you to an unfamiliar place, you will begin to understand more and more of your calling. You see, sometimes we have a tendency of thinking that if we remain in a position that it is good for us, but it is not good because it works against our growth. We need to move into the unfamiliar for progress to happen. And here's the thing. If you look at anything in life, look at a little child. When a child begins to walk, they struggle in the beginning. They move from the familiar, which is crawling, to the unfamiliar, which is walking. And because of that, they struggle and they will fall, but eventually they get it right. Here's the thing. God is always going to send us out into places of discomfort. He's always going to send us out to places that we are unfamiliar with. Because here's the thing. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Just like that little child, as a parent, when you looked at your child and you knew that your child had the ability to walk, you knew that your child needed to transition from crawling into walking, and you created a space for the child to begin to move so that they can get used to walking. God is the same. God takes us from a place of comfort into a place of discomfort so that we can progress. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we don't always understand. Well, let me rather say we never understand. Because as human beings, we don't always understand the will of God. Well, you may say to me today, but, oh, that's not me. I understand the will of God. Well, I'm the first to put up my hand and say that I don't always understand His will. It doesn't always make sense, the things that He proclaims and He asks me to do. Sometimes I'm like, but God, I'm doing so well in this area. Why are you pulling me out to put me in a different area? And so it doesn't always make sense to us when God is sending us to an unfamiliar place. When He's sending us to a place that brings so much discomfort. When God says to the disciples, He says to them, I'm sending you as sheep among the wolves. But He gives them a secret and He says to them, but be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. This particular version says, therefore be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. So what God is saying is that we need to go out in the unfamiliar, not to become like them, but to change them. You see, there are so many stories in the Bible where God has used so many beautiful men and women to do His work, where He would send them out and it would almost seem like, but God, are you sending me into the lion's den? Are you sending me to fight with bears and lions? But at the end of it, God always had something in store for His people. And here is the thing. There's a man in the Bible called Joseph. Joseph comes to his father. He tells him his dreams. He tells his brothers. And everybody's upset with him. Joseph is in a familiar place. Joseph is in a place that he understands. A place that he's comfortable with. But then he gets snatched out of the familiar place. And he goes among unfamiliar people. He goes amongst the wolves, like a sheep among the wolves he goes. But yet he does not retreat and he does not surrender in that moment. He goes and he pushes. And here's the thing about Joseph. He came to Egypt as a slave and then he became Potiphar's manager in his house. Then he went to the prison, but from the prison he went to the palace. And this is the thing that God wants us to know. We are not called to just be among our own. We are called to be among the wolves so that we can change them. And yes, it is not so that we can become like them, but that our light can shine on them. Because when we look at Joseph, we will begin to see that Joseph may have worn their clothing. He may have worn their attire, but on the inside, he was different. You see, you may look like the wolves. It may seem like you were a wolf, but you smell differently. And that is the difference that we need to understand. Now, the thing is, so many times when God gives us an assignment and God says, go out and do this particular work. Go out among them. Go out and change. We do not have the capacity or the strength at times as God's people to say, I don't know if I will not become like that. You see, when God trained the disciples, He trained them to such a point where He made them strong. And when they were strong, He sent them out like what He said to Peter, I have prayed for you. And when you are strong, you go and strengthen others. That is the mandate of God. We cannot be sitting in our comfort zones and be scared of going out into the world and making a difference. But before we go out to the world and we begin to make a difference, make sure that you are founded and grounded in Christ so that when you go out among the wolves, you may look like you're one of them, but you're never going to smell like them because the fragrance and the perfume that come from them is completely different. It is completely different. And so it is up to you to begin to understand where God is taking you. God is taking you into a place where He's saying, I want to promote you. But every time I want to promote you, you seem to think that the very thing and the place I'm sending you is dangerous. God sent Joseph among the Egyptians. Daniel was among the Babylonians. Esther was among the Persians. They were among wolves. They were not among their own, but God used it for His good. The question you need to ask yourself today, ladies and gentlemen, what difference are you making? Are you still in your comfort zone, or are you in a place of making a difference? You see, when we are in a comfort zone, we never progress. When we are in a comfort zone, we never move forward. When we are in a comfort zone, we cannot see the hand of God the way we're supposed to see it, because God does not operate the same every day. There's always something that He draws out of you. And so when God says to the disciples, He says to them, go, I'm sending you like sheep among the wolves. He's saying, go and change their flavor. Go and change their attitude. Go and change the very things that you have placed, that I have placed on the inside of you. Go and influence them so that they may walk in my perfect light. But many times, He sends out His sheep among the wolves, and the sheep become like the wolf. It is not for you to become like the wolf. It is for you to influence the wolf. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to understand that it is the time and a season of influence. It is a time and a season of influence. It is a time and a season for you to go out into the places that are uncomfortable and unfamiliar, places that you do not recognize, but by the hand of God, you will succeed. Let us go into a time of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for each and every person hearing the sound of my voice. I decree and declare to them right now that they will no longer be fearful of the wolves, be fearful of unfamiliar places, but they will begin to walk in discomfort, led by the Holy Spirit, and success will come to them. I decree and I declare over them that they are walking in power, and they are walking in miracles, and they are walking in signs and in wonders. I decree and I declare right now, as you listen to my voice, you are changed into a new day, you are transformed, and you are equipped to go out and make a difference. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will be back next week. Take care and God bless. Heaven is shining down, it's of gold.